prices for purchases. We are suggesting from the chair tonight that it's no point to drag time. These are honorable members, and they will do always honorable things and honor their commitments. We suggest that we dispense with this item. We then, as we said, just highlight the areas of our program, and thereafter, if we finish, which is highly proper, by 10:45, we allow members an hour's break up to 10:45. And with 10:45, all members will be here for the Norwegian delegation. And most of them, they've given me the assurance that that will, so that I don't regret next time when they. And the opportunity of this nature happens. Just quickly, comrade, honorable members. Now I was going to say colleagues. all the cast within two members so that they can understand. One, on bullet point one, the key issue there is around the issue of the housing for mine workers, including the issue of the migrant labor system. That's what the bullet point talks to. And in relation to what then we will get. It's also about the issue of family relations, but including also the improving the conditions of communities around or in areas around the farming community. That's just part of the finding that the condition. I'm giving this so that it can help honorable members. And the other issue was that maybe in relation to this is to assist companies, because when we went in some of these companies, they presented something very wrong and were doing it like a welfare arrangement without saying for themselves, because as a committee we also take what are the challenges that they face with themselves in terms of their areas of operation. So we think that there is a need to just make, because some of them, they feel like it's like a school inspector. You must say, even if the learners have got challenges, make that day, those days used to be school, all those who are quick to catch up, we're putting the front so that when you ask a question, they can stand up in time. The problem is that it doesn't help the educator if there are problems in school for the inspector to understand what are those problems, and you create an environment that everything is relevant. Then there was an issue also of how do you build the required and necessary skills, particularly with the Northwest being one of the biggest employers in terms of the mining industry. And the issue of the relationship with the National House of Traditional Leaders, including the question of access to land. And I know this is going to be one of the issues, even on the oversight in KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape. That issue is one of the issues. Then the question of also an awareness or a clear understanding of both provincial communities as well as provincial partners, as well as communities and traditional leaders on the issue of shareholding schemes. And I think we will deal with that issue when we deal with the recommendation. Among other things was that in some communities, instead of going for what they can have, what we call a permanent claim or a hybrid, they now go for shareholding. And in most cases, that shareholding is subject to risk itself, and therefore it becomes non-existent. But in some areas, it's much better depending on the environment, financially, how it is. And then there was an issue how, I think I could dealt with that one, it would be the same thing. Then it's also the role, what role can provincial government play, because the issue of minerals is a national competence. But what is actually happening in provinces clearly sometimes goes apart. Again, one issue that we think is going to arise, I think KZN much better than any other one, if one were to use an inverted comma, on the West. The issue of traditional leaders vis-a-vis communities, and at times even those who are doing mining. So how do we deal with those aspects? And I think in KZN there were some shocking incidences that it's quite difficult to explain how much conflict some of these things have brought between communities and traditional leaders, sometimes between families of traditional, of the rarity itself, on the basis of what's there, the structure, how the, I don't want to say beneficiation in time, how the accumulation, access to accumulation is structured. So those are some of the things that we are sure. The issue of the SNPs and the National House of Traditional Leaders. Then the issue that I think probably the new program was going to be seized with, the mining charter, compliance. I think those are some of the issues. What I'm saying, these are the areas that when we deal in relation to what then is supposed to be the recommendations it will entail. So we will then present those to yourselves in the next meeting, and then we will finally adopt the report in relation to that. But as long as members, which I assume, confirm that if we give it 20 minutes, we are going to say they are a true reflection of the oversight exercise. Okay. Honourable members will recall when we started now, there was an issue that remained outstanding, although it keeps on changing. The program for the committee. You will see that we're in on the 25th. We were supposed this week to be dealing with the Samran. I think because of the importance of what we just dealt with, it had to be reversed. Then there is the issue of the framework, regulatory framework policy, which relates to the shale gas industry. then there will be the issue of the presentations of briefing on first, second, and third quarterly reports, as well as you can see those things. I wanted to suggest that if it's the case as it may, when we come back with the framework or time frame for the processing of the bill, we will also have to deal with the prioritization of what is contained here. For instance, we have to know whether there are anything that we can do, or some of these items we have to remain where they are. For instance, your quarterly reports, whether is there anything that we can do or apply flexibility. You will also recall there is the outstanding matter that we are dealing with together with finance, which I will still have to go back to them on the transfer pricing, what is it, base erosion, all that stuff. It's still a matter that we had agreed that we will need to process it. So we will have to go back, because we never agreed on the format, the actual format of how we're going to handle it. Is it going to be a committee like this, or is there a different approach? There is an issue, and so DMR, we cannot avoid. I'm that type of a person who doesn't bear the hand in the sand, and all things with that part. The issue of the mining charter. When we wanted to deal with it last time, we were told it's expiring in December. It has expired now. We just can't avoid it. I prefer that we rather differ rather than to pretend to be friends when we know we are hiding something. So we need to know what's the process. And it can't just go above this committee. So at some point we will even need to find a way of how we deal with that issue. So can we begin? Can we try then, probably even with your friends, we will have to work on when can we be able to look at all those matters and then be able to present to the committee a comprehensive. But you will understand the legislative process, unfortunately, it's not something that we can, but we can tentatively say this is how we think it will go through. But from time to time, we might be called in to, especially when there are other processes that may not necessarily be within our own determination. Is there any, do honorable members agree with that? You see, I know I'm a very religious person. So when someone says it, as you hear, so I don't want, any move of the proposal? How do I do my follow? Okay. Any second? You can't make someone to agree by compassion.
It's amusing. So, besides that,
any second. Okay. Honorable members, you are given a 1 hour, 5 minutes break. And please be here as quarter to 12. So the meeting is not at the end. It's a break. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.